The only place where girls and boys hang out together is on the playground. Some of the kids have started playing Girls Chase Boys, which was a big thing back in elementary school. If you ask me, it was a handful. Every single recess, you'll see someone playing Girls Chase Boys. You'll see a boy named Kamari being chased by a girl named Simone. Kamari Ross was one of the most popular boys. On the other hand, Jimmy Overstreet. But he didn't really get chased around. He was pretty much a little short little boy. What about Anthony Murillo? He always tried to run away from the tacky girls, and he always dropped a fart bomb on everyone. He had to be the buzzkill. I remember the other time the girls were trying to bury something in the sand on the playground, and Anthony Murillo kicked it up. They buried it so someone could find it as a treasure, but not Anthony. It ended up as Anthony was the one that kicked it up, and they didn't want him to do it. Well, Anthony always had to be the buzzkill. What about Tynor Parker? He's one of the most famous boys. And him and Kamari were the people that were getting crushed by big old Jack. Jack always beat up everyone, even at recess when the children weren't even watching. And the teachers. But every so often during Girls Chase Boys, somebody will yell out and flip the whole game, as in boys chase girls. It goes back and forth like that until the bell rings, and it's time to go inside. The only problem with the game is that they never say what you're supposed to do exactly when you catch someone. I remember the time in fifth grade when we were playing boys chase girls, and I caught Kara Punter. Fair and square shriek. Gotcha! Kara reported me to the playground monitor, who made me sit against the wall for the rest of recess. I'm pretty sure the school called my parents, too.
I think the school realized there are some kids who have trouble joining in with others at recess, so a few weeks ago they turned into a bully reporting station at the playground and turned into a find a friend station. I always think the find a friend station was always a lame idea, but I never had lots of options these days. I don't know what people noticed the blue light was going off or on. Was just too busy playing girls or boys. But no kids came over. I think that Mr. Nern felt sorry for me because he walked over with a box of checkers. I think it was better than nothing because I hope Mr. Nern doesn't think this is going to be a regular thing. Wednesday, okay, you know when things are bad for even your little brother who has more friends than you. A family with kindergarten age kid named Mikey moved in down the street a few weeks ago, and Mikey and Manny hit it off. The two of them have been hanging out after school every day since they met. Mikey loves to drink grape juice, and I've never seen him without a juice ring around his lips. So, he always looks like a 40-year-old man with a goatee. The only thing that Mikey and Manny do together is watch TV. As far as I know, neither of them has either said a single word to each other, but I guess something works out in their relationship. That's just how it works. And even crazier than that, now Grandpa has a girlfriend. I didn't even know you could still date once you got to be Grandpa's age, but I guess wrong. I probably shouldn't be surprised. Dad says that the leisure woman, women outnumber the men 10-1. So there are always women lined up with Grandpa's doors trying to win him over with casseroles and baked goods. Grandpa started dating this widow named Darlene, and we met her over this weekend when they came over for dinner. "Stop slouching," says Darlene. I think it's totally crazy that Rowley and Grandpa both have girlfriends at the same time. All I can say is that if these people are the people who are going to populate the next generation, the human race is in big trouble. I never should have opened up to Mom about it. What's going on in my social life? Because now she's made it her mission to help me find new friends. Yesterday, she invited an old roommate from college to her house because her friend has a son and her mom thought it would be two of us and hit it off. But what Mom did not mention is that her friend's son is a high school senior, which made it really awkward that afternoon. Gregory likes shrinky dinks. Do you like shrinky dinks? Lately, Mom's been giving me tips on how to make new friends at school. I think her heart is in the right place, but she never gives advice that would never work with kids my age. For example, Mom thinks I'm still really nice to everyone I meet, and the world will spread, and I'll become the most popular kid at school in no time. Have you heard how nice Legs Gregory Heffley is? I heard he was nice, too. It's all true. Maybe that kind of stuff worked out when Mom was growing up, but kids aren't like that anymore. I keep telling Mom nowadays popularity is based on stuff with kids like and what clothes you wear and the kind of cell phone you have. But she doesn't want to hear it. She gave me a ladybug cell phone. At school, there's this big push to encourage positive reinforcement. So they've started talking down about the anti-bullying posters in the hallway because they don't fit in with the new school theme. Stomp out, bully. Like bullying? Hope you like prison. Bully-free zone. Now instead of punishing the kids for acting mean to each other, they're rewarding nice kids for being nice. The basic idea is if a teacher catches you being nice to another kid, you get a hero point. If you get a certain number of hero points, you can turn them in for prizes like extra recess time. You've earned one hero point. And the homeroom that gets the most hero points gets a day off from school in June. I actually thought it was a pretty decent idea. But, of course, people always have to go in and mess things up. Right away, kids realized they didn't actually have to do good deeds to get hero points. They just started faking good deeds wherever the teachers were around. Love you, help you with those books, Anthony. Why, thank you, Peter. Hero points are printed on sheets of 10, and now teachers got off on the reward to each kid. Eric Litt got his hands on one of the sheets and then photocopied it. After that, there were all counterfeit hero points going around the school. Eric started selling them for 25 cents a point, but then other kids realized they could make copies too, and after that, there were so many hero points going on, you could buy 100 for a quarter. The teachers got suspicious when the worst kids in our class started turning in tons of hero points for extra recess. So then the school invalidated all the hero points printed on white paper and created a whole new batch on green paper. But it didn't take long for people to start making copies on green paper and the whole thing started over again. Every time the school changed the color of the paper, these kids would make fakes within 24 hours. Finally, the school started punishing the kids who turned in more than 5 hero points at a time, because the teachers saw that as proof they were counterfeit. But that wasn't fair, either. Marcel Thompson, the nicest kid in our class, got put in detention for the rest of the month, even though he earned 35 hero points legitimately. Eventually, the janitor busted one of the main counterfeit operations when he walked in the kid's science room that they were using as the kid's base. The school canceled all the hero points program after that, because now that extra recess is off the table, no one's willing to do anything nice. I think Mom took that stuff I said about popularity with kids my age, because today she took me out clothes for shopping. Ordinarily, I can't stand going clothes shopping, but the only time it is to do is when beginning of the school year, and once a year is enough for me. These khakis will go great with that sweater vest. I've never did a lot of boring things in my life, but nothing saps my energy worse than back to school clothes shopping. Come on, just try a few pairs. Yes! Usually, Mom takes us shopping at this place called Frugal Fridays, and I think the people that run the store understand, guys, because they give us a little area to sit a while in the woman shop. Last September, Mom took me and Roger to Frugal Freddy's and picked out all her clothes for us. Unfortunately, she forgot to come and get us. And after that, when she was done shopping, she realized although she got all the way home and realized it. We must have been in there for 3 hours before Mom came back to get us.
Well, today, I actually got excited to go clothes shopping. I got 2 pairs of jeans and 3 shirts, but I was almost pumped about the shoes.
All of my shoes are hand-me-downs from Roderick, and whenever I get a pair of his shoes, I have to spend a few hours scraping off the bubblegum from the bottoms. The only time I had gotten a new pair of shoes was in fourth grade, when Mom got me sneakers for the first day of school. Sporters. I told her I've never heard of sportsers. Yeah, whatever you say, no one even knows what sportsers are. She told me they were from Europe and had a space age technology, so I was proud of my new shoes when I went to school.
But at recess, the rubble soles on the both shoes fell clean off. I was upset when I got home because I showed Mom and she said not to worry that we take them back to the store and get new ones. That's when I found out she bought the shoes at the dollar store. It was a bunch of space age technology that was just a bunch of baloney.
When Mom said she was taking me shoe shopping today, I made sure she knew I was only interested in the name shoe brands. It wasn't easy deciding what shoes to get, though, because there are a million different types, and each one is especially good for one specific thing. There are shoes for hiking. Shoes for riding, shoes for skateboarding, and a bunch of other ones too. There are a pair of fancy high-tech basketball shoes that I really like. They had some sort of thing in the soles that's supposed to make you jump higher, and I was seriously thinking about getting them. Max Lift 5 with jump kick technology.
But I got nervous if I bought those because I'd be totally out of control on the walk up to school.
Kaboing, sproing, bing, bank.
And then there was a pair of green cross-training shoes that looked awesome, but on the bottom box, they said they were for the serious athletes.
So, if I got those, I think they'd just be wasted on me.
Really?
I even thought about getting a pair of those shoes with the wheels on them so I could blow by the Mingo Kids every day. I finally decided on some shoes that were sporty, but not too over the top. Mom asked me if I wanted to wear them home, but I said there's no way I'm going to let my shoes get dirty before I wore them to school the first time.
Plus, it gave me a chance to enjoy the new shoe smell all the way home.
Sniff! I never got noticed how dirty the shoes on the ground, how dirty the ground is until I got my new shoes. And not just the actual ground, but the street and the sidewalk, too. The way to school is like a minefield of mud and grease and other junk.
And you practically have to be a ninja to avoid all of it.
In fact, after getting the only one block from my house this morning, it turned out I went back inside. I got some of those plastic grocery bags to put around my feet. For a while, everything was good. But eventually, the bottoms of the bags got shredded, and they didn't give me any protection at all. So I just ripped them in the nearest trash can.
After that, I did my best to avoid the danger areas. I stayed on the sidewalk until I realized I was getting pebbles and little grooves in my shoes, and I knew those things were going to get stuck forever, and I had to dig them out with a stick. So I tried to minimize the amount of rubber that I just touched the net. Eventually, I gave up and just walked to school on the grass. By the time I got to school, I was 20 minutes late. I was 20 minutes late, but it was totally worth it to show up in style.
Unfortunately, we were having a pop quiz in geography, and I had to try to catch up with everyone else. A few minutes into the quiz, I noticed a really terrible smell. At first, I thought it was Bernard Barson, who usually doesn't smell too good in general. But this was way worse than usual.
I took my stuff into the desk in the back of the room so I could concentrate on my quiz. But the smell followed me, and that's when I realized where it was really coming from. I must have stepped into the dog poop when I walked into the grass, and I knew those were gonna take forever to dig out with a stick. So I tried. I took off my shoe and went to the front room to tell Miss Pope about my situation. But I think Miss Pope that I was trying to skip out on the pop quiz. She gave me a plastic bag to put my shoe in and told me to return to my seat. By now, the rest of the kids had figured out what was going on, and everyone had a good laugh at my expense. Usually, I found poop funny as the next guy, but that's when someone else steps in it. In fact, it was the best time I ever had with Rowley on 4th of July when his parents took us downtown to see fireworks. We had to get in there a few hours early to set up our blanket in the park. One of the police horses unloaded right onto the main path. Unless you give me something that I actually like. Since I'm a really nice person, and I don't want you to suffer, and I have nothing to hold it accountable for. But I could keep it, and I could use it for something valuable. What, you're reading? I could collect them. No, I'm actually reading. I'm not reading. I'm saying, what will you give me? That's the thing. Will you play teacher with me? Huh?
I can't read it.
Will you play teacher with me? No. For your ninja?
I don't need to negotiate.
I'm just gonna bury it.
For my ninja.
I'm just gonna bury it in the soil.
Oh my gosh, I cannot.
This is so hard. Too bad for you. Goodbye. I will be in the backyard burying you.
I should have just soiled it in the dog poop. And now you will owe me something.
I don't owe you anything.
Okay, I will take something else. Actually, I've already taken something else, so there's no need. You still haven't noticed about it. You really haven't been keeping up with your stuff,
actually,
have you?
I do notice what you take, but it's just my ninja that's more.
What is it? Wait, what was it? What was it?
I don't need to tell you because then you're going to be like, oh.
No, I'm writing it down. And if it's not it, then I will say, oh, is it? Isn't it? Okay, I'm writing it down. Okay, what is it?
My VR.
No, it's not that.
My mouse chip.
No, I told you I don't know where that thing is. And I told you, wallahi, I don't know where it is.
I didn't say my mouse, I said my mouse chip.
Yeah, I know. I don't know where either of them are.
I know where my mouse is.
I don't know where either of them are.
Bird, look in your holes.
Looks like this is no use.
What else should I do? I'm so bored. Mom was supposed to stay home. You're not going to go for your day. Mom was supposed to go shopping. Mom was
to do. I'm so bored.